special to have Yehuda Leerfeld back here. I just want to share a few things, especially as we're beginning our year together. And when you begin, especially during this time, Erev Rosh Hashanah, as we're getting ready for a new year, it's new beginnings for everyone. And within a person, many times, there's a strength and a focus that a person wants to have when he starts, and dreams, as we've spoken about, to dream and to think about what do I want. Soif ba'aseh b'machshava techila, which means that when I have a thought, that's where it all begins. It all begins with what I want. Sof masa, the end result, comes from a thought that I have. I want to do something. I want something to happen. That's where it begins. They say an idea is the most powerful thing that a person can have. It's worth more than anything in the world. You have an idea. You think about something, it could change the entire universe. It could change your life. The action to get, as one of the tzaddikim said, from my head to my heart, right, is very, very far. It's the furthest distance from what I want to when I act, when I do something. And that's really a lot where we get stuck. Paro, they say, is ha'oref. He gets us stuck in between what I want in my brain and acting and living. And living that way. Yaakov Avinu, we're all B'nai Yaakov, B'nai Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu is living. He lives a certain way. A Jew lives. That's the difference between Christianity and Islam, other religions, and Judaism. Judaism is we live it. It's how a person talks, how a person even goes to the bathroom, how a person goes to sleep. There are halachas. It's not to constrict us. It's because we live every moment of our life is with this connection. Amalek, that's why they say Amalek is Malika. Malika means he severs the neck. Malika with a bird is you sever the neck. It means I'm disconnected from my head and my heart. The whole world of psychology, especially now in Simcha Rabbah can tell us a little bit about that, is all somatic, right? Somatic is all my feelings. There's cognitive, there's what's in my mind, and there's how I act, how I experience. Do I live what I want in my thought? That's a lot of times when we get, when it's difficult for us. It's difficult for a person when he feels like he's a fake, when he feels he's an imposter, he feels like he has a dual personality. Because on one hand, I want to do this, but I just can't do it. I know this is wrong. I can't stop myself from doing it. I know this is right. I can't get myself to do it. The avoda of all of us, I think, is to get in touch with also our heart, with our emotion, with the Yaakov. Yaakov is das, is to live a certain way that I wish I could live what I want. Of course I want to be close to my parents. I wish I could do that and be close with them. I wish I could learn. I wish I could actually learn. Like, I wish I had this relationship with Hashem. I wish I could just be at peace with myself. I wish I could have peace within myself. Right, Yehuda, that's, by the way, I've been crediting you to that vart. We made up that vart together, me and Yehuda, in Lakewood, in a Lakewood pizza shop. In a Lakewood pizza shop with the Tesla, right? We got a love it. It's still right. We made up the pshat. Yeah, this is a pshat. You're allowed to lie for someone else for peace. I've said this. You can lie to someone else about someone else to make peace. But if you lie to yourself, you'll never have peace. If you're lying to yourself, the lying to yourself is that This is what I want in life, but I don't experience what I want in life. I know that this is what I want to do, but I can't experience. Gripsum Karaba is going to help us a little bit. I want him today a little bit to help us make that connection between cognitive and emotional, to be able to learn how to, and I started off Simcha Rabbah, my first IFS experiences. I remember we were standing on the fence over here. Simcha Rabbah, I never heard of IFS. This is a while ago. I don't think many people heard of IFS. And I remember Simcha Rabbah was telling me about what it is and different things. And I said to myself, I got to try this out. I got to try out IFS. So this is when you were in training. What were you? We were in training. I said, let's try it out. So we went up to a park over here on the road, over here on the 446. That was our first time. Right? Thanos. Thanos, is that his name? Who's Thanos?
The
big guy who destroys the world.
Yeah, Thanos.
So one of my protectors, he says, who does it look like? Who's Thanos? Okay, whatever. I don't know. Do you remember that? I remember that. Thanos. Thanos was one of my guys who showed up in my system. And I remember one of the things that I learned so much from my experience. I then met with Simcha Rabbah many times to learn my inner world a little bit more. Mamash changed my life to learn more about me, like the yoni, like from neck down, as opposed to me from neck up. And I realized that the intellectual and the analytical part of all of us is so beautiful, especially as Jews, right? We think, we use our brain, but when a person learns, when a person learns how to feel our emotions, and how to feel and how to experience our emotions, and you're able to learn what that even means. Right, what's a little challenging sometimes, I want to open this up a little bit. I guess if anyone has questions, I really want to focus on a gra that hopefully I'll get to. This is all like an intro a little bit. Some people when it comes to their learning Torah, so the Torah talks to different parts of them. You can have a Torah that talks to the love and to your heart, and you can have a Torah that talks to your intellect. When you're learning Gemara, unless it's Agadata, the Gemara is talking more to your intellect. It's talking to your analyzation part of you. When a person learns a piece of Rav Nachman, a person learns a Mesilas Yesharim, at least for me, a person learns, I want to learn a Gra with everybody here. It talks to a different part of you. And it's very, very important when you're learning Torah. We're all here in Yeshiva. Very, very important. That's why it says, "Ein adam loymid elama shelibay chafetz." A person learns what his heart wants to learn. It doesn't say mashesichloy chafetz, what your brain. It says psach libi b'sarasecha. I want my emotions to be turned on from Torah. How does that work? How does that work? How does that work if I'm learning a Gemara? How does that work if I'm learning and analyzing? How does that connect to my emotions? How do I learn to connect to my emotions? How do I learn? Let's say that word. I like that. By the way, I don't know if everybody knows Meshulam, but I love Meshulam. Yes. I think that one of the things that we can try and learn together this year, to learn, and I underline the word learn. Learn. I mean learn is because it's so important to give yourself that space to learn about yourself, to learn about the Torah, to unlearn. Right, when did we speak about that? Unlearning. So we got that the other night. To unlearn certain things that maybe you have these preconceived notions of what Yiddishkeit is, what Gemara is, what Torah is, what Hashem is, and to be okay with and being open with that, to be open to say, I'm gonna try and learn, I'm gonna try and daven, I'm gonna try and be part of a schedule, right? People, right? It's very important to have a schedule, but like we said the other day, to be really aware of what's important to me, what is most important to me. What do I really want to get in touch with this year? What do I really want to really focus on? What is it that I need to? And this is where the Gra comes in. So Karaba, I'll give you a few minutes to try and help us. I want to say a little bit about how we can, how all of us here can learn to be aware of what is my thoughts, what are my thoughts, what are my feelings, how do I differentiate that, how do I bring it together, what are some tools? And I want to ask you in a second, right? I'll give you, is that, unless that's a, I'm not sure, because it might take over. Let me say the Gra, and then I want to hear, what? Yeah, well, the Gra is going to throw us off.
No, if I start talking.
Right, we're going to, let's do the Gra. I'm going to learn the Gra. Listen, this to me is such a chiddush. It's such a chiddush. The Gra says that all averos that a person does, avera, two things about it, the word avera. Avera is melashon avar, which means your past. So if a person has shame and is still stuck in his averas, he's very much connected to his past. That doesn't have to be, it doesn't always mean that that's a good thing. It's what I've done, what I've done, what I've done, what I've done. Not what I'm doing. Ein va'ata ela lashon tshuva. The Medrash says when you want to talk about tshuva, it's always about now and future. Now and future is clarity, God, connection, tshuva. Past, darkness, dirt is past, is avar, avera. Tzvi Koenig said, one of the amazing Rosh Hashanahs of sin, S-I-N, and this is where the Gra comes, is someone I'm not. A sin is melashon avar, that you're straight, I know what I'm doing. It's not that I did something wrong and that I'm bad. It means I'm not living me. A lot of times when a person does an avera, he thinks that like, oh, I'm bad, I'm doing something bad. It's so funny because tshuva means to return. Avera means that you're off. You went like that. Tshuva is just get back on the path. So avar is you went like that, now you just tshuva, come back to you. You come back to you, to who I am. The Gra says that all averas in the Torah, I didn't make this up. This is the Vilna Gaon, so very difficult to argue with this. Zok de Vilna Gaon, kol averas sheba Torah v'chatoim boi mechemda. Like it says, lo sachmod, kol al kol adivras v'kol ha-Torah v'yistapkus shehu ha-hippuch hu ha-yesod shekol ha-Torah. Says the Gra, when you are jealous, when you covet something that doesn't belong to you, as opposed to being okay with who you are, it's the Gra. If I'm okay with who I am, that's the foundation of Kol HaTorah Kula. If I'm chasing something that doesn't belong to me, if I'm chasing someone else, that is the yesod of all averas, he says. Which makes sense, because avera means I'm off. I'm off my game. I'm off being me. I'm chasing something. I'm chasing someone. I'm afraid to be me. Gifts of imperfection. A book that's like an Aleph Beis book of vulnerability. Vulnerability just says, this is who I am. I struggle with this. This is what I struggle with. This is something that is difficult for me. This is who I am. This is who I am. This is me. This is my past. This is my story. Interesting. He says, I'm not worried about the future because I'm able to live in my present moment. I'm able to, and I want to tell everybody here something. I beg you to hear this because your life can be so beautiful. Your life can be so rich and beautiful. You can heal. It's possible to heal. You could be free. You could be free from jealousy. You could be free from copying people. You could be free from feeling the way you feel inside sometimes. And that happens when you learn, when we all learn, myself included, to be mistopic with yourself, which means I'm satisfied with me. I am enough. I am enough. I am perfectly imperfect. I'm exactly the way I am supposed to be. Shal na'alecha me'al raglecha ki ha'mokom asher ato oimid is admas kodesh. Usually we run, I'm going to be better. Things will get better. No, no, no. It's beautiful. You're beautiful just the way you are. You're beautiful just the way you are, like a child. Like a child who's born into this world. Every child, every human being is the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. What happens is we get messed up. Okay, no Mike Monday. We'll talk about it next week a little bit more. We get messed up and we get convinced and we get told that we're bad because I'm a little kid who's got a lot of energy, or I'm sitting in a classroom where the seat, right, is so tight, and my Rebbe is so boring, and my teachers are just so stupid, and there's the air conditioning, it's hot outside, and I'm in school till 5 p.m, which is, and then I have homework. It's not for now. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. And then I'm all jittery, so then I got to take my medication. And then when I take my medication, I don't feel like I'm myself. So I'm whacked out by the time I'm 13, 14 years old. And then we forget about the internet and pornography and the world and the politics and October 7th and Corona. Forget about all the trauma. Put that all together with the craziness. What do you want from me? It's very hard. It's very, very hard. But when a person is able, you can tap into your beauty. You're so beautiful. We have to like learn to get into, that's what's incredible. The Gra says, it's all our Averis is because I don't have the sense to be okay with me. I haven't accepted my story. I haven't said, yes, I'm an insecure guy. I'm at this, I don't know, whatever it might be. I'm someone who has anxiety. I got to work on that. I have low self-esteem. I've always been bullied. I always felt alone. Whatever it is, dot, 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 fill it in. We all know it. Now listen to what he says. Listen to this. I would never say this. Basically, the Gra is telling us you cannot judge someone based on the learning he's doing, based on the Averis he's doing, based on the mitzvahs he's doing versus the Averis he's doing. It's the judgment is on his relationship with Hashem, his relationship with himself, being okay with who he is and not lying to himself. I'm not lying to myself. I'm learning to figure myself out. I'm learning to make a connection between what I know to be true and what I want to live and I want to be. I can't tell you, Rav, I'll let you say something, please. I really would love for you to share. I can't tell you how humbled I am. I can't tell you how humbled I am. We're mamash a week into yeshiva. A week into yeshiva. I can't tell you, and meeting some chevra, besides his guitar playing and his this. I didn't even get to say his name yet. I mean, what an incredible, look at Elia. Mamash, a sweet angel. The tzaddikim in this yeshiva already, we're just beginning. It's like so exciting. And the Yetzirah, let's just remember. The Yetzirah, we'll talk. The Yetzirah wants to blind us. The Yetzirah wants to blind us from our beauty. Yetzirah wants to block my feelings. That's what I really believe. He wants to block the psach libi. He wants to block me singing a song, and it doesn't. Not everything has to make sense. Not everything has to add up. I don't know how successful I actually have to become. Unsuccessful I have to become. I just want to learn to be me. And I know that sounds so cliche, but it's so true. I want to learn to discover. I'm not sure what the word is. To learn to just be okay. Just be okay being me. Being okay being a person who has my past. I have my past. I have my cognitive understanding of things. I have my emotional things. Okay, Simcha Rabbah, I want to hear from you. I really do. Because I'll tell you why. Because I'm going to end off with this, and then we'll get Simcha Rabbah to start the next thing. One of the challenges of a new year, like I started off, is it's new. One thing I just want to say, I've said this to a few of the Chevra, and I want to say it. It's a marathon, not a sprint. That's my biggest advice that I could give to everybody. Your year is a marathon, it's not a sprint. Pace yourself, take it slow, there's no rush. You don't have to show up to everything so fast, you don't have to figure out everything so quickly. In this yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, we want to. We want to give all the space in the world for you to learn what you want and who you are. And what you're about. And if you don't have it right now, that's perfectly fine. If you don't know exactly what shir you're going into, that's perfectly fine. If you're not sure what time you're waking up in the morning and what your schedule is, the exercise we did the other day of, okay, put your dreams and your goals, that's great, that's great. You wanna throw that away and say, I wanna start over? Throw that away and start over. It's fine. Take your time. Take your time. Take your time, pace yourself. You will get there. You will get there. You will get there. And if it's uncomfortable and not clear, that's beautiful. That's 100% beautiful. That's very, very appropriate. Very, very okay. And I think that's what happens to us sometimes. Sometimes it's like, I gotta get there. I gotta do it. I gotta do it. I gotta do it. But then we forget. My advice to you is just hang out with Ari Garfield. Ask Ari. That's what I do. I'm saying it because that's what I do. I schmooze with Ari. I schmooze with Ari if I want to keep myself in check. Now I got Meshulam over here. Meshulam definitely keeps me in check. He keeps me in check. Everyone who cares, the relationship. I don't know if you guys know Mayor Ginsburg. There's so much chevra and everybody. We're all in this together. We're all here to grow, to change. I look at Matis. Matis, yo, Matis. You can stay down, it's fine. Listen to that song. We got to hear that song again. You hear a song, I can't wait to music night. I'm so, why are we putting it so late in the calendar? We're on music night. What? Ask me now. Oh, okay. Michelle's blaming. You know it's good if Michelle. I'll give you a day or two. Okay, so how, I guess my question is, we have a few minutes here. How do I learn? Simcha Rabbah, this is what you do. How do we learn how to bridge? How do I learn, let's say, how do I learn when I can't feel? Let me make the question, I guess, very, very clear. If someone else wants to bring it out. How do I learn to love my thoughts? And how do I learn to also love and accept my emotions? How do I do that? Like sometimes I guess I feel like it's either this way or that way. I'm either like, you know, strong-minded or emotional, like, it's all okay. I think that's where my experience is, like, there's that struggle. Like, I'm going to learn all day and be this guy. At the same time, I got to learn to accept my feelings. How does a person learn to go in and out of that?
I'm going to try.
Yeah, that's really.
If I could, four minutes, I want to just say.
Yeah, that's fine. Go, yeah.
I'm so happy right now.
So go ahead.
So grateful.
Come over here.
So,
come.
I'm just so grateful to be here. And I just want to say that something that I noticed, oh, thank you so much. Something I noticed recently walking. Wow, it's so good. Ari, I got you in my crosshairs, Ari. I just want to say that I was walking home from Shul on Shabbos, and I realized, like, that doesn't mean I'm a happy person. Like, if like Fisher, like, one of those special people in the world, is like, yeah. I want you to, like, talk to, like, all these, like, special people, like, that's like, you know, it's like Rabbi Fisher says, if you're watching movies all day and you feel depressed, that's normal. Like, if you get called up here to talk to such, you know, such a special yeshiva, you feel amazing. And I just want to say what I want to start working on, this is a brand new idea of, like, I'm a happy person if when that's not happening, I'm happy. This right now is just normal. I feel happy right now because I'm in a great situation. And it was just hit me very strongly of, like, am I a happy person? Like, what about if Rabbi Fisher wouldn't have gotten to me? And like, oh, sorry, we didn't get to you. And then I'm like, am I still happy? So I just want to say that. Anyways, new, fresh idea off the press. Anyways, so having said that, I just want to say that right now, just to begin, I have a sense right now, I'm feeling a sense of like, hey, I need to, in the next 2 minutes, like give over this like really powerful statement to help understand like the question that the Rav is asking about this kind of like conflict between like on one hand being like super driven and super seichel and getting on with it, and then on the other hand, like, I don't know, accepting myself, being emotional, feeling. And I just want to say, like, I think that the first step in doing any type of that type of vaida is doing that right now, really acknowledging what am I feeling right now. If I'm not acknowledging what I'm feeling right now, then I can't go anywhere, because you can't go anywhere if you're not anywhere. If you're not anywhere, you can't get anywhere. So you have to be somewhere first. So I think that for that, I don't think I'm going to do justice to the question, but when a person is dealing with this type of question of how do I work through my emotions, the first question is that where am I right now? People will say sometimes...
Wait, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
What does somebody do when you ask that question? Because they say, I don't feel anything.
Oh, great. So that's the perfect segue.
So what is that? So I don't feel anything.
Hashem blessed me that somebody told me about how amazing, so many ways that the Rabbeinu Shalom is amazing. You can Google this. I'm almost sure that we right now are moving at 900 miles an hour. I think that that's a fact. You can check it out. Now, the question is, how come nobody feels that? Yeah, like, meaning we're on a amazing world. The world is spinning 900 miles an hour. So a person will say, but I don't feel it. Meaning, like, we must not be moving 900 miles an hour. So I think that it's not a true statement. It's right now there's something that's happening, whether it's routine or whether it's fear or whether it's, you know, question mark. There's something that's not allowing me to notice what I'm feeling right now. But there's for sure always feelings happening, the same way that you might swear that we're not moving 900 miles an hour right now. But, like, you know, the objective reality is that we are. Human beings feel things. Now, again, it could be that right now I'm not able to feel because I'm too scared to feel. But it's so normal, I don't even feel the scared. So it's like, hey, I don't feel anything. And it's like, well, maybe we can sit with that a little bit. Like, maybe we can begin to open that up. And maybe it's going to take longer than a minute. I know that people oftentimes talk about hespertitis. Like, oh, I tried it. It didn't work. Like, how many hours did you try it for? Like, hours? Like, I went to the bars. I stood there for a few minutes. I didn't feel anything. And I turned around. So I just think that, you know, to begin answering the question, I think it's, we need to know, we need to begin, I don't think the word is no, we need to begin being curious about where we are right now. And when the answer is, I'm nowhere, to know that that's not true. There's something there that's making me think I'm not anywhere. And I just want to say that a lot of times you can ask your friend, yo, you want to go to town? And he says, I'm not down. Right? I'm not down is not an expression of what's happening. That's an objective. That's saying, I don't want to go. Great. Why don't you want to go? I'm just not down. So the Google Translate of I'm just not down is I'm right now not ready to think about why I don't want to go.
But there's no question, there's a reason you don't want to go. Maybe this guy's like too pushy. Maybe he makes you look like an idiot and like hits on every girl that walks by and you're like, actually don't want to spend time with him. There's a lot of reasons why I might not be down. Same thing with Gemara. Many times people feel stupid when they learn Gemara. That's not so cool to say, hey, you want to learn this Gemara? I don't like feeling stupid. It's much easier to say, I'm not down. So it's important to notice these types of things, like what the Rav says, like, oh, I don't feel anything, or I'm not down, or these like red flags of like, wait a second, the Google Translate of those terms is really, I'm not ready right now to take the time to try and go inside and see what is actually happening. I hope that that's beneficial.
Simcharaba, okay, this was the great. First of many.
Great.
I want to end off just to say we're going to learn the Hilchos Lashon Hara. Avram, if you'll get one ready for us, please. Hilchos Lashon Hara is if we could try and remember that we don't want to talk about other people. We don't want to talk, sometimes even talking about the news and politics and things outside of us, I think push us away and into the world of other people. And I think that when we learn how to be present with the people who we are with, it's one of the reasons why I don't like talking about other people, besides that it's Lashon Hara. It's like I don't want to use up my precious time with somebody talking about somebody else, someone who will just distract me from where I am right now and who I am and what I'm dealing with. So thank you, Simcha Rabba. Avram, Hilchos Lashon Hara, please.
Steps of teshuva for believing Lashon Hara. You must feel regret for believing Lashon Hara. You must confess to Hashem that it was wrong to believe Lashon Hara. This is a tough one. You must uproot the negative impression that was formed in your mind from the acceptance of Lashon Hara.
Yeah, that's hard.
You must take upon yourself to try not to believe Lashon Hara in the future.
Very beautiful. Thank you, Avram. Thank you very much. Have an amazing first day of the rest of your life. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Rupsil Karabam.
That's the first slide.